You're listening to DeBears Brothers podcast and postgame show, the place where Bears fans across the globe hang out online after every Bears game. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down.
Welcome back, Bears fans, to another episode of the Bears Brothers Podcast. I'm your host for today, William Ingles, and if you're hearing my voice, you know by now it's time to break down the five key matchups for the week. And up on our plate this week is the juggernaut New England Patriots. So here, without further ado, are the five key matchups that will lead to an upset victory at Soldier Field against the Patriots. So first up, matchup number one, we're going to have Eric Kush versus Lawrence Guy of the New England Patriots. Now, Eric Kush has been splitting reps with James Daniels for the last few weeks, but an interesting pattern has arisen when Eric Kush is in the game. So James Daniels is about a 50-50 split between rush and pass snaps. However, Eric Kush is a 22 pass snap to just 9 rush snaps last week. So this is a tendency that I would strongly expect a coach like Bill Belichick to recognize. Now, Lawrence Guy is mainly known as a run stopper, a person who takes up multiple guys and really controls his gap. He has 24 tackles on the year, which is a lot for a guy who mainly lines up a defensive tackle and on the defensive interior. He's not known for his pass rush. He doesn't have a ton of sacks in his career. However, when you get to know a tendency like Eric Kush has exhibited and the Bears coaches have exhibited with Kush being in the game, that allows him to pin his ears back and really get a strong pass rush against the Chicago Bears. Eric Kush is going to have to be on his game for every snap that he's in, especially if they focus on having him work in the pass game, because it only takes one snap, one strip sack to really change the dynamics of an entire football game. Eric Kush is going to have to be on his game because Lawrence Guy is one of the better defensive tackles in the NFL, regardless of his lack of numbers at a pass rush standpoint. You give a tendency to a guy like Bill Belichick, and he's going to have his athletes ready to exploit them. So Eric Kush, big matchup this week. Moving on to matchup number two, we have the explosive Taylor Gabriel versus Stephon Gilmore, cornerback for the New England Patriots. Now, Taylor Gabriel was brought in as an explosive weapon for the Bears. However, I'm not sure if we expected him to be quite this explosive. The last 2 weeks, Taylor Gabriel has really come on. He currently leads the Chicago Bears with 27 receptions, 303 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Now, when I envisioned his stat line, I thought there was going to be a lot of quick screens where he would take one or two to the house, and that's how he would accumulate a lot of his yards, along with the occasional long ball to him. However, his downfield receiving ability has really impressed me. I didn't think he'd be a guy who would excel with guys kind of being draped on him, or a guy who would do well with tight coverage on him. I thought he was a guy with breakaway speed who would create a ton of separation, which he has to a large extent. But even with guys right in his grill, he's been able to come down with deep balls for his quarterback, Mitch Trubisky. He's done really well to this point in the season, and I expect the Bears to keep going to him. However, he's going to draw a difficult matchup this week. Stephon Gilmore of the New England Patriots already has 8 passes defended on the year and 1 interception. However, he's been a dangerous corner every single year he's been in the league. He has at least 2 interceptions every year since 2013. The only year that wasn't the case, 2012, his rookie season. So for a very long time, Stephon Gilmore, dangerous corner to go after. It's going to be an interesting matchup to see how Matt Nagy continues to include Taylor Gabriel while also respecting what Stephon Gilmore can do on defense. Now we're going to flip to the offensive side of the football for the Patriots and the defensive side for the Bears. We're going to have wide receiver Josh Gordon going against Prince Amukamara for the Bears. Now, Josh Gordon has seen his role expanded every single week that he's been with the Patriots since leaving Cleveland early on this year. He received 9 targets last week, and especially against a tough opponent like the Kansas City Chiefs, that shows that Bill Belichick is beginning to trust him in the pass game, as is Tom Brady to sling the ball his way 9 times last week. His stats haven't really gotten to be enormous yet. However, Josh Gordon's a guy that doesn't need a whole lot of targets and opportunities to really burn a defense. So he will be going against likely Prince Amukamara, in my estimation, the likes of Julian Edelman and Chris Hogan. I'm curious to see which one lines up outside, which one in the slot. I personally think that Kyle Fuller is a better matchup for Julian Edelman and Chris Hogan. I view him as someone who's going to be able to lock those guys up more. I think the combination of Josh Gordon's speed and his footwork, I think that Prince Amukamara's footwork is probably the best on the team as far as a corner is concerned. So I view him as a better matchup for Josh Gordon in that way, along with the fact that Prince Amukamara is a little bit of a bigger body than Kyle Fuller. That's going to cut down on those jump ball abilities to Josh Gordon as well. That's to say, not to say that Rob Gronkowski is kind of their main guy when it comes to jump balls for the Patriots, but Josh Gordon is definitely another option for that as well. The more fade ball options you have, the better, especially when you're having a quick read to go to each one, see which receiver maybe has the better position. So important to have a big body on Josh Gordon there as well. Prince Amukamara, like I mentioned before, great footwork. He's going to be hampered a little bit with a hamstring. He's been limited in practice a few times this week. However, fully expect him to start. I don't think the Bears want to trot out a young guy like Kevin Tolliver against a Bill Belichick-led team. You know, if Tolliver's on the field, that he is going to be tested essentially for the rest of the game. And the Patriots do a really good job of exploiting young guys. We'll get to that a little bit later for our game breaker, a little bit of a Brandon spoiler alert there. But Prince Amukamara is going to have a big task against Josh Gordon because that's a big play threat. And if it's one thing that has really hurt the Bears this season, and we definitely saw it last week, it's allowing big plays. So whether that's on broken tackles or letting a guy get open deep, this Bears defense has been extremely successful. But when they give up the big plays, things start to go haywire for the Chicago Bears. So big matchup there. Now, sticking with the Bears defense, we are going to have linebacker Roquan Smith versus Rob Gronkowski. Now, I was listening to the guys' pregame show for a little bit, and Nicholas Moriano was talking about how the Bears might be going with double coverage on Rob Gronkowski for a little bit. Now, I'm someone who thinks that, yes, Rob Gronkowski is a good enough receiver to double cover. Sorry, receiver tight end. But you draft a guy like Roquan Smith at 8th overall with his raw speed, his raw ability to cover and stay with guys, and his size as well, because you want him to cover the best in the league. You draft a guy in that position so he becomes the best in the league and covers the best in the league. Now, Roquan Smith, he's already shown that he's flying around all over the place this year. He's only played in about 73% of the team snaps, yet he is second on the team in total tackles. That tells you he is all over the field, his pursuit is great, and that also lends another compliment to his speed overall. Now, Rob Gronkowski, obviously we know to this point in his career that he is one of the best tight ends to ever play in the NFL. He's obviously Tom Brady's top target, and he is the leading receiver for the New England Patriots to this point with 400 yards. However, something very important to point out, he leads the team right now in receiving with 17 first downs. Now, this to me shows that I am definitely looking at this as a third down scenario, Roquan Smith being manned up with perhaps Rob Gronkowski as a third down matchup, possibly nightmare for the Bears. I mean, whether or not Roquan Smith is a gifted athlete, he's going to be going against one of the best in the NFL. It's going to be really fun to watch, though. I mentioned a little bit ago, I want to say it was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers postgame show, that I don't really know what to clarify this defense and a lot of the players on this defense until they play the best in the NFL. This is an opportunity for Roquan Smith to really prove himself as an elite player because he's going to be guarding one of the best if I think Vic Fangio plays this how he's going to. Now, these four matchups lead us to the game breaker of the week, Mitchell Trubisky versus Bill Belichick. This is where my spoiler alert was going, and this is the first matchup I have ever given that is not player versus player. This is player versus coach, and there's a very good reason for this. Bill Belichick is 17-5 against rookie quarterbacks since 2000. Now, I know Mitchell Trubisky technically is not a rookie. Even if you go by games this point, he is technically within his sophomore season, even games-wise. However, Mitchell Trubisky is a very young quarterback. There have been times where even when he's appeared in games, he hasn't exactly gotten a full game experience out of it. I think specifically Carolina in 2017, he's only throwing seven passes. That's not exactly a full game of experience, and I think we would all agree that John Fox in a way stunted his growth. So he is still growing a whole lot in regards to reading defenses, having a defensive coordinator scheme against him, and if there's someone who has done that the best in the NFL for decades now, it's definitely Bill Belichick. He is going to take away the best part about your offense. He's going to make you beat them in ways that you are not exactly used to playing. So The nice thing for the Bears is that Mitchell Trubisky has had a phenomenal last 2 weeks. He has 41 of 57, 670 yards, and 9 touchdowns to 1 interception in his last 2 contests. Let's also throw in 100 total rush yards between those 2 games as well. Now, this is the first back-to-back 300-yard performance for Mitchell Trubisky in his career, and the first back-to-back 300-yard performance we've seen from the Chicago Bears quarterbacks since 2016 when Brian Hoyer did it. When he had 5 300-yard games in a row. So hats off to Mitchell Trubisky for 2 good weeks in a row, but he's going to need to make it 3 if the Bears are going to stand a chance against the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick scheming up for the young quarterback and trying to slow him down. Now that we've touched on every single matchup, we're going to go through the weekly winning edge where I give you which player should have the advantage in every single matchup I've given you to this point. So let's take it right back up to the top. Arik Kush versus Lawrence Guy. This is a matchup I see going in favor of New England. I really don't like the fact that there is such a clear discrepancy between what type of play Arik Kush will be doing when he's in. 22-9 pass to rush. That is something I think Bill Belichick will exploit. So I imagine we'll see a whole lot of stunts going on from the defensive line while Arik Kush is in the game. To this point, he's kind of struggled with those. And so I figure that at least one sack will come of Arik Kush being in the game. James Daniels at this point is just a more dynamic athlete and also has a more dynamic play calling list when he has been on the field to this point. We'll see, but at this point I have this edge going to the New England Patriots. Now going on to the second matchup, Taylor Gabriel versus Stephon Gilmore. I think Gabriel's on a hot streak, and he's definitely shown that for the last few weeks. I think Mitchell Trubisky continues to go after his young target. And like I said, he has been helping out his quarterback. He's been making great catches, and Trubisky, in a way, has at least put the ball in a place where Gabriel can make a play, and he has been for the last few weeks. I think that continues. I think Gabriel wins this matchup against Stephon Gilmore. Chicago gets the edge. Now moving on to matchup number 3, Josh Gordon versus Prince Amukamara. I mentioned it only takes one big play to kind of change the dynamic of a football game. This is one where I think Josh Gordon's going to have the advantage. Prince Amukamara still slowed up by that hamstring injury. Like I said, one big play, I think Josh Gordon's going to be capable of doing that. I think the Patriots will give him enough opportunities to break one loose, and Prince Amukamara is going to have to try to hang tough. But at this point, I think the big playability by Josh Gordon, I think this is potentially a coming out game for him, especially with the rising amount of targets we've seen throughout the past few weeks with Tom Brady going to Gordon. I think they really want to make him a focal point of this offense, take a little bit of pressure off Gronkowski, and also allow Julian Edelman to kind of get his feet back under him. So it'll be an interesting matchup, but at this point, I really think Josh Gordon's going to be able to get a big play or two against Prince Amukamara, edge, New England Patriots. Matchup number 4, Roquan Smith versus Rob Gronkowski. I kind of hinted at this when I was talking about the matchup in the first place. You have one of the best players in the league going against a young rookie. Despite the fact that he is very fast, has played well to most points this season, I think that you got to give this one to Rob Gronkowski at this point, especially when it comes to that third down matchup, which I was talking about earlier. It's not that Roquan Smith's going to be giving up big plays, but Rob Gronkowski's just so good at knowing where the sticks are, using his body to shield defenders away from the ball. I think it's going to be a tough one for Roquan Smith. Here's hoping he rises to the challenge, but on paper, this one's definitely going to New England with the edge. And now back to our game breaker, Mitchell Trubisky versus Bill Belichick. The record says it all, 17-5 against rookies since 2000. This one's in Chicago, so that stat that everyone was talking about with Patrick Mahomes playing against New England in New England under the age of 25, that doesn't apply here, but Bill Belichick just knows how to disrupt rookie quarterbacks, whether they're in a groove or not. I think Mitchell Trubisky will struggle a little bit this game. I really hope I'm wrong on this one, but history says that I got to go with the Patriots here for the winning edge. So if you're keeping track there, that is 4 for the New England Patriots and 1 for the Chicago Bears. As I've always said, this does not indicate which way the game will go, but merely on paper where these matchups seem to be leading as far as a winning edge is concerned. However, it's Bears football, and this is a very physical and strong team coming out of Chicago. It'll be really fun to see how they match up against one of the best teams in the NFL. Like I said already in this podcast and how I mentioned in the postgame for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers postgame show, This is where you test where your team is. This is the litmus test. It's not an away game where you get tired in the heat of Miami. It's not against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which are clearly a better team than. It is against the best in the NFL. That's why I think that second half against the Green Bay Packers taught so much of this Bears team. I think it's really going to help them in the long run, having that experience in their back pocket. And now they're going to get another litmus test here against the New England Patriots. Even though this could be a loss, it doesn't matter as long as the Bears take meaningful strides forward playing against the best in the NFL. However, you know that I'll be rooting for the Bears in this one. I'll be glued to the TV for this one. Hope you can join us for the post-game show where we're hopefully talking about an upset Bears win that will lead the charge for a very successful season. Until next time, though, Bear Down, Chicago. Bear Down!